fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 23rd day of June, year of our Lord, 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We bring our shows with something that I wouldn't be surprised if Democratic mayors would make illegal, and certain school boards already stopped doing it. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to volunteer, do the pledge one morning, just or actually several mornings, it doesn't matter. Just send me an email, put pledge in the subject line. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Prepper tip today, we're going to expand on this a little bit. We got a half hour to talk. Steve Ben Noon may call at the bottom of the hour. He may not. He's been really busy. So we shall see. The expanded prepper tip of the day begins with, get yourself a supply of kudzu seeds from eBay. Amazon no longer sells them. I doubt you can find them in your local farm equipment or gardening store. Kudzu, it's Kilo Uniform Delta Zebra Uniform. Talk a little bit more about that in a moment. Moving on from there, doTERRA does have OnGuard in stock, ready for immediate shipment. I'm not sure they're limiting the bottles. They may have got caught up. But if you want to be safe from viruses, as people were in the Middle Ages, this is a modern version of thieves' oil. Thieves' oil kept people alive during the bubonic plague. And, of course, we are taking orders for Berkey water filters. We're not even promising a turnaround time, a delivery time. Everybody wants one at once. Okay, let's get back to kudzu. If you've traveled through the South, places like Georgia, you could go for miles at a time seeing hillsides and trees covered up in kudzu. It's an invasive species. It is regarded as a nuisance plant by almost everybody who is aware that it exists. So that's the bad side. The good side is, it's a very nutritious, starchy plant. Everything about the plant is edible, from the seeds from the roots to the stalks to the leaves. Everything is edible. A friend of my wife, Dr. Moore, she grew up in China, left to China as a young adult. And she said, John, we had kudzu as part of one meal every day when she was growing up. A big advantage of kudzu is it'll grow almost anywhere. It likes warmer climates. It does quite well here in South Central Missouri. It probably won't do well very much north of here, maybe 200 or 300 miles north. It probably won't do that well. But it's a big chunk of America that is warm enough for kudzu to thrive. Now, right now, June of 2020, if your neighbors find out you're planting kudzu, they won't be happy. And they may let you know that they'll be really, really unhappy if it spreads their property. This is a tough plant. Roundup won't kill it. Burning it down to the ground won't kill it. We have the cemetery across from my home here. We have kudzu that was planted there probably 60, 70 years ago. And we've burned off. In fact, we had the volunteer fire department burn off that entire cemetery twice in a couple of different years. Burn it down to the bare ground, and the kudzu comes back. As I mentioned a moment ago, Roundup won't kill it. It's Roundup resistant. I was contacted by the Missouri Conservation Commission. They offered to spray a special herbicide on there, and that, thank goodness, I had just found out about the nutritious value of kudzu only a few weeks before, and I said, no, I don't think you guys are going to do that. That if you do, there's going to be some big problems. So they didn't. Now, to expand this conversation a little more, now, my friend Dave Hodges, he interviewed a woman who's getting a lot of notoriety in the alternative media, Celeste Salone. I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name. Usually, she just goes by Celeste. She was a, I would say, mid-level management, maybe a little higher in FEMA before she left there. So she's got a lot of privileged access, or she did have anyway, and still maintains some. Dave interviewed Celeste in the last couple of days. I'm going to go to Dave's website here and see if I can help you guys find this. It's a very important interview. I don't recommend that many very, very frequently that people watch or listen to somebody else's work, but this is that important. I'm here at Dave's website, and I'm not seeing the interview here, unfortunately. Oh, here we are. Here we are. The graphic is a photo of the perimeter of a concentration camp right next to the president, a photograph of President Trump. The article, it's a 1 hour interview, radio interview. Former FEMA official details the step-by-step plan to destroy America. Now, we've been hearing for years, many years, that food will be a weapon. That's becoming more and more clear with each passing day. It was certainly driven home by Celeste in that interview with Dave Hodges. That brings it back to kudzu. Kudzu is a tough plant. It will grow, if you're far enough south, it will grow in rocky soil, rocky hillsides, where nothing else that you could eat would grow. Kudzu could save a lot of lives. It really could. Kudzu could save a lot of lives. So I want to encourage all of you, if I don't know, if you're far enough south that kudzu will grow and thrive, that you consider getting some seeds. The seeds don't cost very much. I'll go to Amazon here. I mean, not Amazon, excuse me, eBay, and see if I can look at some of those listings there for kudzu seeds. We'll have that here momentarily. I'm no farmer. I don't want to be a farmer. I have no desire to be a farmer. But I'll help whenever it comes down to it. Now, here's the kudzu seeds. 80 seeds for $3, $2 shipping. 50 seeds for $9.80, $3.80 shipping. 100 seeds for $5, $1.50 shipping, 80 seeds for $6.59 and $5.25 shipping. That'll give you an idea of what's available there for kudzu. Even if you're not a farmer like myself, get the seeds anyway. Get the seeds anyway. Those seeds may be the foundation of helping feed your neighborhood at some point in the future. The points made by Celeste in that interview with Dave Hodges were very strong, very well thought out. Celeste is a brilliant woman, very bright, very well-spoken, very articulate. She reminds me of kind of an Earth Mother kind of persona. She puts across kind of a grandmotherly type. And I think you'd be wise to pay heed to what Celeste has said. I'll attempt to summarize what was said in that one-hour interview. And Dave promises a second interview coming up. He said it was too much for 1 hour. So there should be a second hour coming up soon. Basically, what we're in right now is a break in the routine of destroying America. A break from the coronavirus, the Chinese flu. A short time to recover before the second wave hits. And there will be a second wave, according to Celeste. There will be. She didn't give an exact time, although what I got from listening to her was it would be this year. We have basically 6 months left of the year, 6 months and a week. you make use of this time. Now, water gets to be a big issue really, really, really quick. In hours, water becomes a big issue really quick. As most of you know, I'm taking orders for Berkey water filters. Don't rely on me to get that water filter to you. I'm doing my best work with my distributor and get those filters distributed as quick as we can. There's no guarantees, though, that you'll get your filter before you need it. I'd be looking at other sources, quite frankly. I really would. On Amazon and eBay. Don't buy a used water filter, by the way. It's simple. Unless you know the person and you trust the person, don't buy a used water filter. Simply don't do it. But do what you got to do to get yourself good quality gravity feed water filters. The ones that pumps, the high quality ones, are okay also. But most Americans, just looking around, could stand to go for a few days without eating as much as they're used to, shall we say, be polite. I think that's a fair statement. Get ready. The preparedness mantra is something I've been at for a long time. I did my first paid consultation on preparedness the summer of 1977. Sounds like 43 years ago to me. Summer of 1977. A couple flew in their plane from Las Vegas to meet me, and we spent the day together, and it was a productive day. We don't know how much time we've got. Celeste did not name a date. I'm not naming a date. I will say, time is short. I will say, to do what needs to be done is complex, comprehensive, can be expensive, doesn't have to be, takes time, all those things. So don't anguish over what you can't do and what you don't have. You take joy in what you do have and what you can do. That would be a good attitude, don't you think? I know people who paralyze themselves, saying, oh, I don't have the money to do this, so I won't do anything. Well, that's not the right attitude. That's not how you survive. The main survival tool you got is between your two ears. That's the main survival tool you have right there. Which brings it back to, let's look at the basics. First of all, spiritual preparation. Pray without ceasing. prayer, thoughtful, meditative prayer is very helpful and will help you achieve your goals. Next comes, and of course, that's a general way of saying your spiritual preparation before we move on. Very important, not optional. Next comes skills. Now, you may have a small family-based group, maybe 3 or 4 people, maybe 6, dozen, or maybe you're involved with a larger group of 500 or 600 people. What you'll find out working with any group, whether it's 6 or 600, is the following. There's going to be dozens of useful skills among a group of men and women, regardless of the size. But there's 2 skills that will be in great demand and short supply. Whether your group is 6 or 600, here's those skills. For emergency first aid treatment, CPR, and ham radio. In fact, I'm taking my grandchildren, they're 13, I'm taking them to a first aid class today that's being put on by a paramedic locally here. I can't be with these youngsters to protect them all the time. They live 2,000 miles away. What I can do is help them get the skills they need to be safe, and that's what I'm doing. We have a caller on hold here. We've got Jewel in Tennessee. Good morning, Jewel.
Morning. I have a couple of questions. That fellow that was killed, Floyd, why would his picture be in a cartoon, the Simpsons cartoon from years ago?
Well, I'm not aware of it. I haven't seen
that.
Yes,
there are some. Yeah, it was on the internet.
What was the context of the cartoon? I mean, did it look just like him?
Pardon me?
Did the cartoon image look just like Mr. Floyd?
Yep. And it had the policeman with I don't know if his foot was on his neck or if it was one of those choke holds. But I did see that a few weeks ago. I was going to bring it up. Also, the president's executive orders.
Oh, I've got the image. I got the image here. Let me look at this just a little bit here.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if this was. We'd have to go back and find. Yeah, we have to find the
original. Yes, I was just.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking for it. It just popped up.
Right. I guess what needs to be done is to determine if this was some kind of Photoshop done recently or if it was a genuine episode from the symptoms.
Well, they did that with when the food shortage was coming. They had that also on The Simpsons. They had like a horde of people walking around, and they all looked like each other. And they were going door to door trying to get food. It's just our elite's way of having a funny joke, whatever.
Well, like I say, it's it would be interesting to check this out.
Yeah. How do you find out? Everybody gets so excited about the president signed executive orders. How do you find out what's in them before you get excited?
That would be in the Federal Register. All the executive orders are published in the Federal Register. And the Federal Register is published every working day of the year.
Is that on the Internet?
I'm sure it is. I used to get hard copy occasionally, but it's a government publication available through the government printing office, right?
Because we should have learned our lesson.
Well, it's
no matter how much you want.
Here's what you're going to find. Here's what you're going to find, Jewel. The Federal Register published every working day of the year and runs 80 to 200 pages a day, every day of the week. So get ready to do some serious reading. You want to hold on through the break here, Jewel?
Yeah, I have one more comment.
Hold on through the break, please.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of June. My grandson's football team is raising money by selling high-quality 1,800 thread count sheets. I've got mine. They're so comfortable, so luxurious, at a great price. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Jewel, what else you got for us, my dear?
Yeah, the town where I live is, like, really very clueless. Not everybody is, but it's one radio station, and they're the main radio station here. Also, my husband is totally clueless also, because he chooses to remain that way. Or thinks, oh, our government couldn't do things like that. Yuck, yuck. I believe you had Dr. Horowitz on there a few weeks ago.
He's on every Thursday. Right.
Okay, and didn't he say something about this virus?
He says something about the virus every week, my dear.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I didn't hear it. I thought he said something about...
He's been on every Thursday for about 6 or 8 weeks, and we talk about the virus, right?
Okay. Well, I'll just have to listen again, because I thought he said something about it being like a flu.
It is a form of flu. We kind of call it the Chinese flu, but it's not a natural form of flu. It's one that's been manipulated in a laboratory to weaponize it.
So it's man-made, though.
Oh, absolutely, it is. Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. And I wanted to, I didn't tell you this. I probably didn't tell anyone this. When that smart meter was on my house, the day they were going to take it off, I got literally zapped in the head. And I'm sure I only had 10 minutes to make up my mind whether to call an ambulance or not because I got zapped so hard. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not, no. No.
Oh. Well, yeah, apparently there's some people call it targeted or something. Targeted
people. Call
people.
Targeted people, uh-huh. And you think you're one of those... I've heard of that, and usually you have to be...
I don't think I know when I have somebody from the utility company calling me pretending to be someone else because I question the safety of these meters. The guy went berserk. So, anyway, I think I'm having a little trouble with my phone.
Okay, well, you sound fine on our end.
Oh, you can hear me?
Oh, we hear you fine, yep.
Okay. Well, yeah, and when I had called the radio station before, the same one here, another man got on and blasted me for questioning. This is a separate incident. His job was to intimidate everyone listening. And I was kind of shocked that he did, including the news guy. But I called back immediately because I actually knew what I was talking about.
Right, right.
It's kind of sad that the news guy even backed down, but oh well.
Right, right.
Okay,
well,
I think that's
we appreciate, yes. Thank you, Jill. We appreciate the call.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Steve Benoon, are you with us, sir?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay,
John? Fantastic. Now, fantastic. Steve Benoon website, IsraeliNewsLive.org, I believe, org, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
And, well, you've been on sabbatical here taking care of business, and we're glad to have you back. I don't know if you heard Celeste with Dave Hodges the last day or so, but she gave a fascinating interview, Steve, and basically she says that we're in a kind of a respite right now from all the horrible stuff that may go on for a few weeks or maybe a month or so or 2 months before all hell breaks loose with even more sincerity. You have any thoughts on that?
I can concur with that. And I don't know if I can say it's going faster or slower than the intended projection, but it definitely seems to be on track without any question whatsoever, and maybe it is going faster than what we've been, you know, really thought was coming. But you know, John, it's in every direction. I know back, 4 months ago when I sat down, well, I shouldn't say sat down, I actually had a 2-hour phone conversation with President Trump's advisor on the things that were coming. And then I, in a very somber message to our audience there, I shared that information with the people. And of course that dealt with the climate issues, the earthquakes, things like that, that were all coming, the weather changes. And
hold that thought, Steve. We have a break.
Okay, okay. All right.
Well, yeah, we have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at GunConfiscation.com. At GunConfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit GunConfiscation.com today. That's GunConfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, and Steve, you're making a lot of noise here.
Like the mouse in the closet.
Yes, sir. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. Educate yourself on the Chinese flu, the communist agenda exposed, U.S. protests and riots and insurrection. That's all a new section we've got there that we'll be adding to it as days and weeks move forward. Also, something will help you. I think we're close to where sleep and sleep deprivation will be major issues for many, if not most, Americans. That's where the energy cleaner comes in. Sleep deprivation is a sight to behold. I've been through that in combat and other situations, work-related. And energy cleaner will help that whatever sleep you get, whether it's 3 hours or 5 hours, be a much higher quality, more sound sleep. That's what it will do. If you have arthritis pain, it'll help that also. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. I took delivery of 20 units from Tom last week. I've only got two left. I'll be getting another fresh batch from Tom in a couple of days here. Keep in mind, I offer a money-back guarantee, a 90-day money-back guarantee. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free hotline 24 hours a day. You can mail me a check. My address is right there at my website. 24-hour order line. Orders only, please. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Steve Bendoon, his website is IsraeliNewsLive.org, IsraeliNewsLive.org. And Steve, despite your being really busy making sure your family is safe, you're still managing to get new videos posted, aren't you, sir?
Depending on where we are, depends on how bad they are as far as quality and sound and everything else. But yes, we are getting those up, and everything has been a challenge. I do encourage everybody to move to Missouri and be John's neighbor. If I could pull that off, I would be doing the same. So, oh gosh, John, where do we begin?
Well, if you have, I know you're busy and time, you know, you probably, as I do, I get 15 requests a day to watch this video and that video for anywhere from a few minutes to an hour and a half, 2 hours. But the value of what Celeste did in the last couple of days, I think, is pretty extreme. Her insight, the way she explains things, very important. And
yes.
Time is short. That's the bottom line. Time is short. People need to understand that and establish priorities, don't they, sir?
That's exactly right, John. And Celeste is a wealth of knowledge. That's an understatement. My wife is just nuts over. Maybe that's not the right expression to use, but very appreciative of her insight, her information that she's able to give to the public and to warn the people. And you know, the sad thing is, though, John, I think in most cases, it's hard to believe sometimes, you know, and probably some people come away with that type of thinking. You know, it's like, we've been going along in society so long with a certain norm for what we think is norm or normal. And then someone comes along and, you know, with 20 years of experience working with FEMA and completely upsets your world of what you think is going to happen. And of course, if there's no evidence of that information at the time when you hear it, then it becomes almost like you want to dismiss it and move on. But that's not the case. And now people are starting to see that. And that was one of the points I was fixing to make when we went to break there. You know, I spoke about things that were being shared with me from right out of the White House, and which the same individual works Pentagon, White House. So, you know, that's normally the way it goes anyway. But and I sat down with two of my doctors, because I have a very personal relationship with them as well. And so we had private meetings together, and one of my doctors, he believes it. He knows that it's true, but the other one was skeptical. He's a Jewish doctor, you know, but he's a little skeptical, you know. I was like, okay, sure. But when I was gone from Florida for all this time, trying to, you know, desperately trying to get things situated to get into a safer area for the family, I came back to Orlando briefly for a few days, and I called his office. I didn't call his cell phone, just called his office, and next thing I know, he's on the phone, and he goes, "My God, Steve," he says, "everything you have said to me, I am watching play out before my eyes, everything." And he said, "I don't know what to do." And that's what we find, John, in so many people today. It's like, what do you do? And I tell my wife continually, as we're sitting here trying to figure out the best place, you know, of course, and like you've always said, Missouri, that's the Ozarks. That is the best place to be. But at the same time, for us, you know, we're trying to work with what is the most doable situation under our circumstances. And but I often go back, and even when we're looking at, you know, creating this place now, I said, John Morris said over and over and over to his audience, if you haven't already started, you're 10 years late or too late, as you've said so many times, John. And that's very true. But maybe I should also encourage people, don't give up regardless. If there's any way, you know, you can get to higher ground, you need to get to higher ground, because the oceans are already rising. And then, but what's going to happen, it's going to come at a very, very rapid pace and suddenly. I know, John, when I had mentioned on our broadcast, and I think I mentioned it here with you as well, that I was being told from the Pentagon that we're going to see, as it was said to me, he said, Steve, you call it an asteroid belt. And I've always held that in my mind, the way he stated that to me. You call it an asteroid belt. So it makes me wonder if it's something different, but it's just the way that we perceive it. He said, you call it an asteroid belt, but what we're going to go through is the Earth is going to be pummeled by different sized stones. He said, some as big as school buses, and then many more, you know, very small, like the size of, I don't know, basketballs or something of that nature there. And he said, it's going to be like kind of walk across a six-lane highway with different sized vehicles going at very different speeds, some slow, some fast, etc. And of course, that's also sounded like almost impossible that that would happen. Everybody thinks of one great giant meteorite striking the Earth, right, and wiping out all of humanity. Right. But the interesting thing is, John, is that when we had this flyby the Earth just recently, what was it, three rocks come flying, you know, different distances, of course. But when in history have we had so many rocks come flying by all of a sudden? So the thing is the reality of these things that we've been talking about, and of course the obvious things of the increased seismic activity around the world, now even off the coast of Florida, Puerto Rico, more seismic activity being recorded there. And it's only a matter of time. And it's going to happen much faster. And I was told by September, there will not be a person on the planet that doesn't know that we're in deep, you know what. And I think that's rapidly approaching.
Well, obviously, it'll be July, a week from tomorrow. And so we got July, August, and basically 60 days before it's September, a little more than 60 days. Well, that'll fly by, obviously, just a few weeks. People need to establish priorities, get their spiritual house in order, make sure that they can either move to or get to a safe haven. A safe haven would be a place where there's potable water, food, a defendable place away from large urban, suburban areas, hopefully at a good altitude. I like to say 900 feet, but 600 would probably be okay. But those, you know, the time to get those things done is past time. We're looking at people doing last minute emergency preparations at this point, aren't we, sir?
We are, John. And you know, the thing is that I think is so vital as well is people need to realize, you know, your money is not going to do you any good anyway. So having it in a bank or something like that, it's not going to help you. You know, I know John on his website, you know, has different things that would help you, especially long-term food storage, things like that. You know, I would, you know, invest everything you possibly can and things that are going to help you. And then also consider as well, I've been told by this by multiple sources from Pentagon and you know, that we're going to be in a scenario here in the United States as if you were one set in the 1800s, the other one said 1700s. I don't really see much difference between the two centuries. I mean, they're pretty much both the same.
Right.
We're not going to have electricity. You're not going to have power. You're not going to have running water in your shower and things like that. You know, you need to think about what you would need as well in terms of that. And that's one thing I considered a little while back myself, you know, so I have the old fashioned hand drills. I have two different types, the crank type, et cetera, saws, everything you need for working with. And same thing when it comes to even with cooking. You know, yes, if you want to get a wood stove, get a wood stove. They still sell them. I mean, we had them when I was a kid. I remember my mother still cooked on it, and we didn't have a hot water heater in the house when I was real small, because we did live primitive back then. Not to say that there wasn't, you know, there's plenty of hot water back then. It's just,
right.
I had a family who lived in Alabama. We didn't have everything modern. So,
right.
But, so the thing is, consider that. But then there's also easy ways to make an outdoor stove using just bricks, making a little chimney thing there. Maybe I'll do a video on that one day so people can see how simple that is and requires only twigs to be able to cook with. But, there's a lot of things like that, John. People have got to start, you know, taking it seriously. And your vehicle. John, do you represent EMP Shield, don't you?
I do. I do. I just got started with them, and it's on my website at thelibertyman.com. Yep.
Well, I can't encourage people enough as well on getting an EMP Shield, because I used to think that you had to have a vehicle from the 70s, which I don't, and I always kept looking to get one, but they were always out of my price range. And then, of course, when I was with you, John, and oh gosh, who are we with? My brain is going dead, John.
But Pastor Beckling, when you guys, Paul Beckling.
No, Paul not Beckling. With Paul. It was when you came down here to Florida, and you were on the cruise there.
Leon Green.
Yeah, Leon. There we go. Thank you.
Mark.
And he was telling us about the EMP Shield, and he said, "No, you don't have to have an old car. You can just have an EMP Shield. You'd be fine."
Mark.
Oh, what a breath of fresh air for me to hear that, you know. And then, of course, I ordered one immediately. I mean, the same day you and Leon came to the house,
I bet.
I went and ordered it.
I bet.
So yes, get it, because I mean, granted. One thing, John, a lot of people may not be aware of, they are going to do away with gas vehicles, period. That is something that they're planning on doing. That is part of the Rockefeller Rothschild things. Deborah Tavares talks a lot about those issues there, where she reads from their documents. And they're doing away with fossil fuel type of vehicles. They're going to be going all electric, which I always think to myself, are they planning on surviving? Everything's going to hit the earth? Well, they think so anyway, so maybe so.
Right.
But nonetheless, even with your vehicle, you know, fuel, if you're going to be able to still drive it, you need to have some type of backup source of fuel. And I look at, John, too, as far as solar power. But if you're going to get solar power, you need EMP Shield to protect the solar power as well. And I haven't got that yet, but I do know, because I've talked to Matthew about it. And I, from what I understand, you know, there's, I think, three components you need to protect your solar power. Because what good's a generator if you can't get gas?
That's right.
So a lot of things like that people have got to think about. And then on top of it, John, we've got everything going on in the world for destabilization. Even this whole thing with Black Lives Matter and Antifa, all of this has been staged. And I've been saying it since 2013 when I met in Washington, D.C. with one of Obama's Secret Service agents. He's a good friend of mine, still is. He's still a Secret Service agent. And he's been there since George Bush Jr., that is. I know it's not Jr., but he was there since that time. And I remember it had not been long since the black man had set himself on fire at the Washington Mall when we met.
Right.
And he told me then, he said that they're trying to find a way to create a race war in the nation for the disarmament of the nation. And this was their whole plan. And I was blown away, and I said, well, what does a black guy at the Washington Mall got to do with it? He said, Steve, in Tunisia, when the man set himself on fire over there, he said, we were using the skull-to-brain technology, and that's what caused that over there. That's what caused the uprising, and it worked. He said, they tried it here. He said, we did the black guy at the mall. He set himself on fire. We were successful there. He said, we even had the lady run the White House lawn with her vehicle. He said, but nothing has stirred up the American people And he said, intentionally trying to get the black people to go at each other. And this was a man, even as a Secret Service agent, he's married to a black lady. You know, so he wasn't racist at all when he's saying this. He's just telling me what's actually happening. Well, then I get John to confirm all these things. Of course, I would see everything happening, and I'd report it about it. And that's what he wanted. He wanted it to be leaked out so the American people would be aware, stay away from these things.
Right.
Well, anyway, before any of this started here, I was talking to my Washington
hold that thought.
Source.
We have another break here, okay. Steve. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 23rd of June, visiting with Steve Ben Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. Well, a half hour isn't much time, Steve. We got about three and a half minutes here, sir. What's your the topic of your next video going to be, if you know?
Don't know as of right this second. I've actually been dealing with the Nephilim more so recently, and I am just made some new discoveries because all the research I've been doing in the Dead Sea Scrolls and things like that are just really bringing out some interesting points, which That's got some interesting aspects when it comes to that too, though, John, because there is a lot of beliefs that we're going to be dealing with that very type of thing. When I say Nephilim, the more like fallen angels, aliens, demons, whatever people want to call them, in the not so distant future. And I have had that confirmed to me as well. And it's even been shared with me, the photographic evidence right from rooms there, and I won't say where here, where autopsies are conducted. And that's not like, oh, we captured them. No, that's permission granted. So I think that's important for people to be aware of as well, because, yes, they are working with our government. They have been for many years, and one of the reasons why everybody already knows why we have such amazing technology. So
my question to you, sir, are the Nephilim habitating in the Antarctic?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Absolutely no doubt about it. And I think that we're about to experience firsthand. I think it's why we're seeing so much disclosure right now, information coming out. We're about to experience some of this firsthand. Maybe buy ammo as well.
Well, always buy ammo. You never have
too much ammo. Yes, absolutely.
Too much ammo.
That's right. You can't have too much. That's right.
So,
right. Oh, absolutely. My goodness. So that's going to give a new idea for the scripture when it says man's hearts will fail for fear here in the last days. And it's going to be a combination between that and the things that are going to be striking the earth. Oh, one quick thing too, John. Remember, me and you talked about one day about the winds that would be experienced up in your area.
Yes, sir.
I was just told, I sat on the phone with Steve Quayle last night, and he was saying that he knew about this as well. He said that from what he understood, it's the jet stream will drop down as a result of the climatic changes,
right,
and that's where we'll have the high winds up in your area.
Well, I've been saying that for more than 10 years.
Okay, then I'm behind the eight ball on that one.
Well, that's okay. There's a lot of stuff out there. Quick question, the Dead Sea Scrolls, I've always understood them to be mostly secret and not accessible by the public. Has that changed?
Well, here's the thing, John, that is true, because there's many of them they will not allow the public to see. They'll say that that's not true, but it is true. There is so many. We actually have the entire book of Enoch, but they've never let that be known. So,
well,
a lot of things like that.
There's something they're scared of that they don't want revealed, obviously.
That's exactly right.
That's amazing. Steve, thank you. I hope you can be back more frequently. I know you're a busy
guy. I will be,
okay.
John. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, we're at top of our break. Thank you, sir. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.